Dominion Wind's injunction can restart offshore wind construction, written by John Cropley and read by an automated voice. A federal judge has granted Dominion Energy a preliminary injunction against the stop work order the Trump administration slapped on the nation's largest offshore wind project. In response, Dominion said it would resume construction of Coastal Virginia Offshore Wind, or COW, and hopes to begin exporting electricity in a matter of weeks. The January 16 ruling by Judge Jamar K. Walker in U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia was the third such injunction issued in 5 days, each by a different judge, two of whom had been appointed by Republican presidents. Counting the September 2025 injunction against an earlier stop work order, the COW ruling dropped the Trump administration's court record on these orders to 0-4. Work on all five wind farms under construction in U.S. waters was halted December 22 by a Department of Interior directive that cited national security concerns, including radar interference. To submit a commentary on this topic, email forum@ruinsider.com. Developers of all five separately challenged the move in court, starting with COW on December 23, then Revolution, Empire, Sunrise, and finally, on January 15, Vineyard. Revolution, which in September secured an injunction against the stop work order slapped on it alone, won an injunction against the blanket stop work order January 12. Empire secured its injunction January 15. As it promotes fossil fuel and nuclear power development, the Trump administration has moved to thwart renewable energy development to varying degrees, with some emissions-free technologies treated more harshly than others. The president himself has voiced a particular animus for offshore wind, though, and the stop work orders are just one chapter in his continual campaign against it. As Revolution, Empire, and now COW have succeeded in pausing this latest attack, their statements indicate they view the injunctions as progress, not victory. Dominion said January 16, "While our legal challenge proceeds, we will continue seeking a durable resolution of this matter through cooperation with the federal government." COW has a nameplate capacity of 2.6 gigawatts, nearly three times more than the next largest U.S. project, and will feed a grid that has capacity concerns. PJM on January 9 submitted an amicus brief supporting COW's attempt to lift the stop work order. It wrote, "Given the long lead times associated with the development of any alternative new generation, let alone delay of this project, extended delay of construction and operation of the COW project will cause irreparable harm to the 67 million Americans served by PJM, given this region's critical need for new generation resources to achieve commercial operation in the next few years." COW has been in the works for more than a decade. Recent increases pushed its price tag to more than $11 billion. Unlike the other four projects, however, COW's developer also is its offtaker. Dominion's ratepayers still will be on the hook for the cost of the project if it does not generate electricity. The developers of the other projects will recoup their multi-billion-dollar investments only through electricity sales. Along with ratepayers and electric grids, Trump's campaign against offshore wind threatens an industry that was creating jobs and economic activity. North America's building trades unions also filed amicus briefs against the stop work orders. On January 16, it said, "We applaud this week's federal court rulings restarting U.S. offshore wind projects. The shutdown order stalled every East Coast offshore wind project, freezing massive builds in place and sidelining our members, local communities, and urgently needed domestic energy supply." Even as it suffers setbacks in court, the Trump administration's efforts against offshore wind have succeeded in an important sense. They have created such an atmosphere of financial risk and regulatory uncertainty that most developers have suspended or canceled their U.S. plans. The five projects under construction now appear likely to be the last in U.S. water for years to come. They total 5.8 gigawatts, a far cry from the 30 gigawatts goal the Biden administration set for 2030.